Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Starcase. Today, we are going to meet Chaya Sora, a first-time mother. Now that her maternity leave is almost over, she is confronted with the dilemma of feeding little Leia. Chaya Sora has decided to stock up on commercial baby formula, which she will leave with the sitter. Chaya Sora, do you know that there are a number of kashrus issues that must be taken into account when choosing infant formula? Formula contains a source of fat, protein, amino acids, vitamins, minerals, sugar, and other micronutrients. Fatty acids may be of animal origin. Vitamins may come from non-kosher fish or from animal organs, and micronutrients can be derived from an array of non-kosher sources. It is obvious that the infant formula you choose must be certified kosher. Also, Chaya Sora, do you know that reading the ingredient label on the formula is not sufficient in making sure that it is kosher? Potentially non-kosher ingredients may be listed in a seemingly innocuous manner. For example, beef fat is commonly referred to as oleo, and natural vitamins may be obtained from non-kosher fish oil. We must use similar caution when choosing kosher baby foods as we do when choosing kosher adult foods. By the way, commercial infant formulas in the United States can be divided into two categories, dairy-based and soy-based. Soy-based formulas are Parif, but may be certified kosher dairy when the cleaning of the processing equipment is not sufficient to allow a Parif designation. Chaya Sora, do you know that when Leia graduates to solid food, new kosher issues come into play? Often, a baby's first solid food is cereal. While rice, barley, oats, or farina themselves may be innocuous from a kosher perspective, the manner in which these baby cereals are produced give rise to kashrus concerns. Jarred baby foods pose additional problems. Typically, a company will produce a full line of jarred products, fruits, vegetables, desserts, and meats. While the first three may be inherently kosher, many of the products contain dairy components which would compromise any potential Parif certification of the fruits, vegetables, and desserts. Non-kosher meat production on the same equipment can create great kashrus challenges and can compromise the kashrus of the entire facility. Kosher certification of a jarring facility requires that in addition to verifying that all ingredients used in certified products are kosher, all equipment is appropriately kosherized after non-kosher or between Parif and dairy productions. These are just some of the kashrus complications related to jarred baby foods. Well, Chaya Sora, now you can consider yourself Starcase informed. To learn even more about the kashrus of formula and other baby food, visit our website, www.star-k.org, and click on the archived Kashrus Currents article, The Kosher Formula. Until next time, Kol Tuv and Mazel Tov!